Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you here every Saturday. I always look forward to it. I look forward to it because I always learn so much as well. We're going to talk about nutrition off the top because March is Nutrition Month. Claire Hanley from Zumba is going to talk about how come Zumba is so fun and all the classes you can sign up for this month. Melissa McCormick from Bootlegger is going to talk about some of the latest trends for spring, some of the new colors and what's hot. And we're going to talk to Kieran Wilson, a young man who's part of the Sir Winston Churchill Society. They have lots of events coming up later this month as well, and we look forward to talking to him. But off the top, we're going to talk about your family and the dinner table. Joining me is Alexis Williams. She is a registered dietitian, director of health and wellness at Loblaw Companies. How are you, Alexis?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much. Now, you've done a survey talking about, the families and families who eat together. They make healthier choices. And some of the things that are stopping us from doing that, such as our busy schedules and maybe being overscheduled.
Yeah, 68% of people say it's their schedules that get in the way. I think we all know that, but I think it's one of those things that if you do a bit of prep work, do a bit of planning, and maybe use some of the shortcuts that, you know, are in the grocery store that are offering healthier options, you can make it successful.
And so, Alexis, a lot of these products now, you can use those and still be lower on salt and all those things as opposed to doing a fast food takeout if you buy a few things that are maybe a little easier to assemble.
For sure. You know, instead of going for fast food on a busy weeknight, you could, you know, we have the PC Blue Menu chicken breast strips. You know, you can throw that together with some pre-washed, pre-chopped vegetables, and then you've got like a quick stir fry ready to go. If you want to make a quick side dish, brown rice with quinoa and lentils is another one of our new PC products. So I think there's lots of great ways to use that as an alternative to, you know, going for fast food or grabbing something quick and easy.
And it doesn't have to take a long time, does it? I mean, this is what you do for a living. Tell us about a meal for dinner and how long that would take. Say if you had some quinoa, some fish, what kind of is a prep for putting together a quick meal for your family?
Well, I think it depends. Obviously, if you want to take that little bit of a shortcut and buy, say, the chicken already chopped, but even if you do buy, you know, a whole chicken breast and your vegetables, it doesn't have to be complex. It's really just as simple as, you know, doing a couple of things at once, getting your water on for your rice and then kind of chopping up your vegetables and having a bit of a plan. And I think what really is a good piece of advice is to map out your meals, you know, for the week, make a grocery list and take that with you when you go shopping. Have an idea of what you're going to make and think about your schedule throughout the week. You know, if you have a busy night, you may want to go for something a little bit easier. You know, maybe you take some shortcuts those nights, and then the nights where you do have a bit of time, you spend a little more time on your food prep.
Right. Every night doesn't have to be gourmet. And is it also important if you can't do the dinner maybe always together is to maybe do a lunch or a breakfast that you're together and at least meeting?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to children and families around the family meal. It's not just about the food and the nutrition. Mm-hmm. It's about the sharing and the talking about your day and all those great benefits of having that sit-down time together. And dinner doesn't have to be a traditional dinner meal. You know, you could be doing, you know, healthy wraps on a whole grain tortilla, you know, putting in some sliced vegetables, maybe a little bit of hummus. You know, it can be really, really easy, and you can get your kids involved. And when kids are involved, they tend to be, you know, more interested in trying some new foods.
And also maybe give you ideas to jazz it up a bit so it doesn't have to always be the same meat and potatoes and veg kind of thing. It can be kicked up a notch.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that we often talk about is seafood and how important it is to have your fish at least twice a week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some new exciting fish options that we have in our stores, the PC Blue Menu Hokey Skinless Fillets. And tilapia, as well as, you know, salmon and trout, great source of omega-3s. And fish is a really easy protein that's quick. You know, it doesn't take as long to prepare fish as, say, other types of meat, and it's got all those heart health benefits.
Now, those two, hoki and tilapia, they're a white fish?
They are a white fish, yeah.
And what do they taste like if they're frozen? Are they taste fairly fresh still, or is it You know, what's the flavor of those?
They are a milder flavor, so you really want to look at maybe, you know, serving them with a little bit of salsa on the side or putting some herbs and spices on them when you prepare them. You know, if you're looking for more of a richer fish taste, definitely a salmon or a trout, and then you're going to get the beneficial omega-3s as well. But I think the overall message is that most of us don't really eat enough fish. So trying to get in, you know, sometimes getting people to eat salmon right from the get-go can be a bit of a stretch, whereas the white fishes do have that milder flavor, you know, might be a good way to introduce fish to
absolutely.
Your
family. So a fish once a week, and then also maybe a meatless day too, right, where you just have a vegan meal.
Yeah, you can do a meatless meal. You know, you can try, you know, we've got the PC Blue Menu vegetarian crumbles. They're like a soy type of product that you can use in pasta sauce or in a casserole instead of maybe ground beef. I just made a great lasagna on the weekend with firm tofu instead of putting beef in that, just to mix it up a bit. It's not always about, you know, whether you're vegetarian or not. It's about getting more beans and legumes and tofu into your weekly plan, because you get the benefit with the beans and legumes of the added fiber, and they have a lot of protein as well.
Yeah, I agree. And with the yogurt too, the Greek yogurt has protein, and that's so important, isn't it? Like that we need to make sure every meal has some protein. That's what's going to give us that energy.
Yeah, protein is really going to help you feel more full. It's going to stop you from getting as many cravings. So I think of the two things that you put together in a meal is protein and vegetables. Those two together, you get the fiber from the vegetables and the protein. That's a really good combination for staying full and satiated throughout the day.
So how should your plate look? You know, some people say a half vegetables. What's your idea of what a plate should look like for dinner?
Yeah, definitely the half plate vegetables is a great idea. Portion about the size of a deck of cards for your protein, and then we use the computer mouse as a guideline for the visual of how much of your grains or your carbohydrates that you should have. And actually on our pc.ca website, there's a great little video about how to plan your plate with portion sizes. It has some common household visuals that help you kind of get a sense as to how much you should eat.
Okay, and I see here you have protein cereals. That's something new.
Oh, it's so good. The new granola boost with protein, it's actually chocolate flavored. So if you're eating your plain yogurt and you've got your fruit mixed in, you just put a little bit of it on the top, and it really gives it that sort of, you know, indulgent type of flavor, but you're getting the added benefit of extra protein and, you know, fiber as well. So
I kind of think that, you know, I love yogurt, but it is nice having that crunch if you don't want to eat maybe so much toast or bread. It's a nice alternative. So, and what is the sugar? Is it very high in sugar, though?
It's not too high. Obviously, a little higher that with the few chocolate chips that are in there. Generally, I look to say, you know, less than 10 grams of sugar is a good rule of thumb for your cereal choices. So I think it's within that guideline. But, you know, you don't need a lot. A little goes a long way because it's got a lot of flavor. And if you're using the plain yogurt, you're not getting the sugar from, you know, the yogurt that you would get if you were, say, using like a flavored yogurt.
And what's your take on carbohydrates? You know, they come in favor, not a favor. And some people think, you know, the GI and they raise the blood sugars. What is your, as a nutritionist, what do you think of carbohydrates and their place in the meals?
I think it's about portion size. That's really, really important. But also the right type of carbohydrates. So our whole grains, you know, incorporating more things like quinoa, you know, brown rice, wild rice. I mentioned earlier we've got the whole grain rice with lentils and quinoa blend. That's a new product that kind of gives you, you know, more fiber than you would get in, say, like a white rice or a white pasta. So trying to switch up from those refined carbohydrates into the whole grains is going to make a difference. You don't need to cut out carbohydrates completely. And if you do, you'll probably find that, you know, it's not very sustainable and your energy is going to suffer a little bit. So
it's that balancing thing, isn't it, really? You know, you have to have a little bit of this and that. And I think if you don't, you feel guilty eating, you know, it's probably not that good for you.
It's true. I mean, everything in moderation. You don't have to eat perfectly all the time. You can have some indulgences. But when you do have those indulgences, you know, really enjoy them. But don't go overboard. You know, have a small piece of cake if that's what you want. So
when we come back, we're going to talk about Nutrition Month and what's online for that. Back in a minute.
What would you do if you won groceries for a year?
I'd fill my swimming pool with yogurt and then go for a really slow swim.
Steak and chocolate milk for every meal. And carrot sticks. I mean, I'm not an animal.
I'd make a wall of cheese.
I'd feed my family.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
What you do with it is up to you. But first, you have to win the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Here's how it works. Watch for me, Al Farabee, during CTV News with Hudson Mack. I'll show you a Thrifty Foods product. Remember that item and listen the next weekday morning at 7:15. You could win a $50 Thrifty Foods smile card and qualify to win free groceries for a year. Terry Moore has another chance to win in the afternoon at 4:15. Details at CFAX1070.com. Win the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway and feed your family for a year. Or you can do what this guy's planning, a wall of cheese
and a house made of bacon.
Welcome back. Just in time for the Red Wing. 3 bedrooms, almost 1,500 square feet, and the price is, wow, that's low.
And right behind it, the meadow. I love the balcony off the master bedroom.
There's the Alder. Look at all the space in that garage. You could fit an elephant in there.
The Hazelwood Crossing Parade of Homes on now. Come down and imagine your custom floor plan, yard, garage, and no strata fees. All for a price that'll shock you in a good way. Learn more at Hazelwood. Crossing.com.
This is pressure in a steam engine. This is pressure in a volcano. This is pressure at Victoria Hyundai. Oh, right. There is none. At Victoria Hyundai, they don't do pressure, but they will greet you with a smile, say hello, and if you're interested, help you buy a car. Simple. So drop by Victoria Hyundai. You'll find nice human beings there and zero pressure. They're on Gorge Road East and online at victoriahyundai.com.
We are back. We're talking to Alexis Williams. She's a registered dietitian. Alexis, we're going to talk about Nutrition Month, which is in March. I want to ask about quinoa. What are the properties in quinoa that make it so good for us?
Well, quinoa is actually not a grain. It's what we call a pseudo-grain. So it has the highest protein content of any type of grain, and it's also gluten-free, which is, you know, beneficial for those with celiac disease or needing to follow a gluten-free diet. And it has, you know, a lot of fiber as well. So it's got a lot of benefits. I think that's why it's so popular. And it's got that really unique nutty taste, and it's quick cooking. It only takes about 15 minutes. So,
do you have any good recipes for quinoa?
One of my favorite ways to eat quinoa is I make it like a Greek salad. So I use the no added salt chickpeas and cook up the quinoa, dice up some tomatoes, peppers, cucumber, a little bit of olive oil and lemon juice, and, you know, just a little bit of feta as well. It's really, really good.
And that would hold over quite well too, wouldn't it, for lunches or for dinners?
Yeah, I make up a big batch and then I've got it for lunches for a few days for sure.
Now, I guess that's a good tip too, right? If you're trying to get the family back to the table, is do big batches, large portions of things so you can carry them over to another time.
Definitely. And Nutrition Month, actually, this year, the theme is about healthier grocery shopping, but it's really about planning, preparing, shopping, and all those kind of things that will help you be able to get healthier meals on your table. And in our superstore, we have lots of great information and tips, you know, available in the Healthy Insiders Report and, you know, at our pharmacy. So there's recipes and tips, you know, throughout March for Nutrition Month.
And is that dietitians who put together Nutrition Month?
Yeah, so it's Dietitians of Canada, and actually through the superstore, we're actually a sponsor of Nutrition Month. And, you know, in terms of healthy shopping, we definitely work together to put tips together in terms of meal planning, you know, ideas for family meals and getting families back to the table.
So if you plan a meal, you probably have a better chance of actually getting on the table as opposed to trying buying things at 5 o'clock every night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there's lots of great things you can do if you are in a time rush, but definitely when you have a time, you know, make a schedule, map out your meals, you know, think about variety too, because a lot of us get stuck with the same things. And, you know, trying some new recipes and, you know, trying some new products is a great way to get that variety in. So, you know, maybe experimenting with something you haven't had before, you know, like, you know, a new type of greens or kale or, you know, bok choy or different types of lettuces on your salad, and maybe putting some nuts and seeds on there for a little bit of variety.
I hear so much about kale chips, kale everything. What do you think of the flavor of kale?
You know what? Kale is one of those things that can be a little bit bitter when you just eat it raw. And actually, the new PC Organic baby kale does have a less bitter taste because it's like baby spinach. You know how adult spinach has a more bitter flavor? And then the baby spinach is a little milder. It's the same thing with the baby kale. But even if you're using regular kale, what you can do is you can just blanch it for about a minute in boiling water. It just takes that edge off. And makes it a little more, you know, milder flavor. But you can use it in smoothies and casseroles or, you know, just eat it steamed with some lemon juice and olive oil. It's really delicious.
And another thing you hear a lot about is either coconut oil or these coconut waters. Why are they so popular all of a sudden? We heard before, you know, coconut was kind of bad for you, the coconut oils. Why are they kind of reversing that?
Well, you know, I think coconut water has really taken off. I was in Jamaica a couple of years ago doing a half marathon, and at the end of the race, they gave us a coconut with a straw in it to help rehydrate.
Oh, wow.
And coconut water is the clear liquid that comes out of the coconut, and it has a lot of potassium, a lot of electrolytes, and it has kind of a mild flavor, so it's really nice alternative, you know, for water when you're looking for something a little bit different, or, you know, you're exercising and you want to replace those electrolytes. I think that's just, it's just become very popular. It's kind of like kale and quinoa. They're kind of those new superfoods that have health benefits.
And what about as a cooking oil? What do you think of that product, the coconut oils for that?
Oil is definitely, you know, one type of oil you can use. I generally recommend unsaturated fats such as olive oil, canola oil, flaxseed oil predominantly in your diet. But coconut oil can add a lot of flavor, but it is a saturated fat, so you just want to use it in moderation.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, so Alexis, people want to know more about Nutrition Month and what products you have to offer. How do they get a hold of you?
Definitely go online to pc.ca. As I mentioned, we've got our whole Healthy Insiders report online. There's videos, there's tips and recipes, lots of excellent tools to learn more about nutrition, and then also dietitians.ca for Nutrition Month. You can get more information about that as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I think we've learned lots about nutrition and why we should eat together. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to continue that theme and talk about fitness and movement, and no one better than Claire Hanley, who is the head Zumba lady. How are you, Claire?
I am well, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. I'm much better because I've met you and go to your Zumba classes. It really is enjoyable. And I'm going to talk more about some of the classes you have later. But if people haven't done it before, I know sometimes people think, oh, it's aerobics, you have to dance. Tell people why they shouldn't be afraid of Zumba.
Oh, good Lord. People shouldn't be afraid of Zumba because there are no mistakes in Zumba. It is the most liberating, fun experience because it's all about getting into a room with a group of other people, turning the music on, and letting your soul move you. You know, we have an expression, let the music move you. And I think that's one of the big differences between aerobics and Zumba. I was an aerobics instructor for years. But aerobics is engineered music. You do a 32 count. The pattern repeats over and over again. And it gets kind of boring after a while. With Zumba, we use the music as a tool to just let the choreography come. And we allow that music to take us away. You know, that old commercial, take me away. And when we do that with the music in Zumba, we just say, you know, just let it go through your heart and dance like nobody's watching.
And totally, and it is, it's so liberating.
People don't need to know how to dance. Sorry, I'm talking over you.
No, you sure don't, Claire.
There's no requirement to know how to.
And it is liberating. And I think, you know, from when I've started to now, you just sort of get your groove on after you've done it a while, and you kind of feel the movement, and you move better, and you can feel the difference, and the group of people that comes out are fun, and the instructors, including yourself, make it fun that there is no kind of right way. You just do what feels right for you, and if you have a bum knee or anything wrong with you, you don't do that move.
That's right, and that's one of the really important things is we always want people to respect where they're at with their own body. And, you know, one day you may be able to go crazy and jump and do all kinds of crazy stuff. The next day, maybe not. And what is so important about Zumba is that we want you to work in within your own comfort level. And you're not expected to move like anybody except yourself.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I've got a dance night, a Mount Doug fundraiser dance, and I'm so excited because I can bust some of my new moves out.
I can just see that happening too. The way you move in class.
Oh my.
No problem.
Oh my. Hey, and you had a trip to LA. You went and saw the head honcho. Tell us about the guy who started Zumba and the event you went to. I think who was the singer that was there?
Oh, well, there was Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Pitbull was there. Mara, who's a South American singer. Little John, who some folks may remember. He's a big-time rapper. Not my personal choice in terms of music, Little John, but it was still tons of fun. And heading this whole thing up was Beto Perez, who is the founder of Zumba. He was an aerobics instructor in Colombia. And the classic story is one day he forgot his aerobics 32-count engineered tape, because they were tapes back then. But he was also a dancer, and he brought his So he decided he would bring his dance music into his studio and just pretended nothing was wrong, plugged in his tapes, and away they went, and the class took off. And 10 years ago, Zumba itself, the official Zumba sort of movement was created, and it's grown to the point now where there are between 12 and 14 million people per week around the world doing Zumba.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing.
It is. And I was at this, I was at a Zumba instructors conference in Los Angeles a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess now. And there were 3,500 of us there. And it was an intense weekend of workshops. I did workshops on, you know, sort of Latin craze, Bollywood, Bhangra. I did a live class with Beto, the founder of Zumba. I did a whole day's licensing workshop on one of the newest Zumba fitness programs, which is called Zumba Centao. And Centao is from the Spanish meaning chair. And it is a really neat way for people to shake up their workout, because we chair not only as a dance partner but also as a fitness tool. So we add in strength training to the workout.
Oh,
that's
neat.
No longer just cardio. We add in strength training in all kinds of different ways, whether it's core, push-ups, whatever, using the chair as our dance partner.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to introducing that to Victoria in the very near future.
Well, listen, I can't wait, because we start our next session next Monday, Wednesday. So in the minute we have left here, people need to register today, though, right? Get cracking. There's all over the place. Tell us how they get part of Zumba.
Okay, so the easiest way to find out about all the classes we offer is to go to our website, which is victoriazumba.com. But and if you look under our classes, you'll see we offer classes in the West Shore. We offer them in Victoria, all through Saanich, in Esquimalt as well. So there's tons of classes, many different options for people to go to in terms of the type of Zumba class they want to do. And lots of different instructors as well. We have about 12 instructors who are working for us. Every one of them has a different style, brings their own flavor to their class, and everyone has that. Every instructor has their own unique way of approaching Zumba. And one of the real fun things is to try shaking up your workout by trying something new or different. And if that's a new instructor or a new class, we love you doing that.
And I really highly encourage you. I go to the Cedar Hill Rec Center Monday and Wednesdays. Claire has really shaken things up for me. I love it. I highly encourage you to go join it. Have a great Zumba day, Claire.
Thank you, too. Oh, and I love kale.
See you next week, kid.
So, retirement living, why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well established with dedicated staff and excellent outdoor activities. Walking group, gardening on two rooftop gardens, weekly shopping trips, lunch and dinners to restaurants, excursions to theater and Butch Art Gardens.
The Wellesley, independent living at its best. Now offering assisted living with studio 1 and 2 bedroom suites. Ask Margot about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
The stage is set and all eyes will be on Edmonton as TSN delivers complete end-to-end coverage of the Tim Hortons Briar. Can Glenn Howard lead his rink to back-to-back titles? Will Kevin Martin return to form and bring down the house for a third championship? The excitement unfolds, one draw, one game, one stone at a time. The Tim Hortons Briar begins today at 12:30 on TSN.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Kelly Linehan with CFAX 1070 News. An altercation led to one man ending up in hospital with stab wounds and another in police custody. Saanich police say they were called to the 3900 block of Wolf Street around 8:45 last night. Officers found a man with lacerations to his face, and the 41-year-old was taken to hospital. A 45-year-old man was known to the victim, and he was arrested, and he remains in police custody. The other man wasn't badly hurt and was released from hospital a short time later. Saanich PD continued to investigate and say charges are pending in the case. Vancouver police are investigating the city's latest homicide. A 47-year-old man was ejected from a pub on Main Street shortly before 10 p.m. last night and got into a fight outside. The victim, David William Floyd, was unconscious when paramedics found him. He later died in hospital.
I don't have the details on his injuries. I can tell you that it appears at this point that there was no weapon involved. It appears that it's some sort of a physical force, physical trauma. Again, we don't know the cause of death, and that won't be determined for some time.
Constable Brian Montague adds a 50-year-old man is in police custody, but he has not been charged. There is no surprise from NDP's House leader that there has been no result of the ethnic vote-getting scandal within the promised 24 hours. John Horgan says after making the pledge on Thursday, it looks like Deputy Premier Rich Coleman has gone to ground.
To say that there's going to be a solution to what appears to be a very complicated and intricate plan to cross the line between partisan activity and public service, you're not going to get to the bottom of that in 24 hours, maybe not even in 2 weeks. I would hope that Mr. Dybul will have completed his investigation certainly before the election begins.
Horgan says even then taxpayers might not get the full story they're looking for, something he says will take a truly independent investigation. Germans are fighting to keep parts of the Berlin Wall where they are. Hundreds of protesters turned out yesterday to stop workers from moving the 19 concrete slabs, each about a meter and a half wide, to make way for an access road to a luxury condominium. But a German property developer is determined to move ahead with the project and says he has all necessary permits to move the mural-covered slabs. That's EVAX 1070 News to 11:32. After the news at 11 o'clock, we called the Cherry residents on Ardwell Street, but we did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at 12 o'clock, our prize jumps to $423. Quick look now at CFAX weather. We have a pretty nice day ahead of us, highs to 11 degrees, sunshine by the afternoon, some wind near the water though, so if you're out and about on a walk, you'll feel it there. The wind will stick around for the evening hours as well. It'll dip down to 2 degrees. Tomorrow, getting back up to 9 degrees, sunshine and wind by the later hours as well. I'm Kelly Linehan. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back talking to one of our best fashionistas, Melissa McCormick. She's with Bootlegger. How are you, Melissa?
Hi, I'm great, Patty. Thanks. How are you?
Well, it's nice to talk to you, and you're with Bootlegger. Now, that company's been around a long time and just keeps kind of getting better. Do you like working for Bootlegger?
It has. They're fantastic. I've been with this company for about 10 years now and continue to just love it.
Now, lots of different trends, and Bootlegger has jeans too, right? Lots of jeans.
So many jeans. It's absolutely fantastic. There's tons and tons of options.
And what's, like, are high waist in, out? What's going on with the waist these days?
Yeah, high waists are coming back. I think you'll see a lot more of them for summer, but they are definitely rising. You won't see the same kind of selection of really low waistlines that you have in the past.
Well, you know, I had a teenage daughter, of course, in the really low stages, so, you know, she never thought this day would come, but here it is. High-waisted
exactly.
Grandma pants.
You got it. And
so
it's
funny.
In style, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Now, you know, the washes, you know, some of the people say get the dark wash. I guess dark wash would be more professional if you're having to wear them for work or going out.
Yeah, there are lots of options when it comes to washes, but doing a dark rinse is really going to be your most versatile because, as you said, you do have the option to dress it up to go to work, but also great for evenings out or during the day.
Now, for body types, you know, so many different things. There's the skinny, which doesn't mean skinny because you can have them in size 16, but, you know, straighter leg, there's a boot cut. Tell us some of the different jeans and how they may fit your body.
Well, for shape, you always want to look for something that's going to be flattering for your body type, definitely. Looking into spring and summer, the trends are a little straighter. So looking at a skinny jean, the nice thing about it is that they're great for tucking into boots. They're great for wearing with sandals. So at least for a leg opening, you have lots of options when it comes to footwear to go with that shape. And for tops, this season you see lots and lots of loose, flowing tops. So the balance that you get with doing a skinny or a straight leg jean is going to work for a lot of different body types.
Right, and that skinny jean doesn't necessarily mean skinny, right? Some of them are relaxed or the boyfriend kind of fit too, aren't they? Like a little bit looser?
Exactly, and you will see a lot more of the boyfriend style jean going into summer when you can roll up the hem a little bit and give a little bit more of a slouchy look. Great for pairing with a nice loose fitting sweater, something that's going to drape to your body.
So you want to kind of balance if you've got tight on the bottom, you want loose on the top or vice versa.
Exactly, and that way it helps to keep your body from looking like you're wearing all your clothes too big or all too tight.
I like that kind of look, the t-shirt with sort of a nice skirt, like something, even the style is kind of different.
Oh, exactly. And there's lots and lots of different top styles in this season. So you do have things that are versatile, pairing with skirts or with bottoms.
Now, you're a buyer. So what kind of a lifestyle is that? Do you have to travel all over the place to look for what's in or what styles? Like what's entailed in being a buyer?
I'm an assistant buyer, so my buyer does go and travel to look at trends in Europe and in New York a couple times a year to make sure that what we're offering as a company is consistent with the styles that are out there.
So if you're on the runway, things are on the runway, how does that translate, or does it still, the stuff you see in a runway, to what appears in a store down the road?
Going to be the repeating trends that you see within different collections. So for spring this season, we see lots of stripes. We see lots of floral prints. So it's a way of taking that and turning it into something that's going to translate to your customer and something that they're going to be comfortable wearing and not feel like they have to be, you know, really dressed up or out on a catwalk to pull off the look.
So give us some tips. When someone walks in the store, I hear that people always go to the right. What are some of the tips that or things that they're trying to draw you in to buy that maybe you should look beyond still to find something else that might be in the racks?
Well, it's definitely always good to take your time when you're shopping. Don't go in a rush, because that way you will only catch one or two items out of a whole store of things, because it can be overwhelming sometimes. Definitely kind of have a list in the back of your mind of what you're looking for. Do a little bit of research first. Online shopping is a great way to kind of see what stores have before going in and getting lost within the colors and the patterns. So if you've kind of picked out a couple key trends that you want to look for, it makes it a little bit easier once you go into a store to find exactly what you're after.
Now, I know a lot of people buy online, but don't you think there's nothing like the experience of going shopping and trying it on, seeing the fabric, seeing the things that go with it to put an outfit together?
Oh, exactly. And that's the nice thing about having these items available on the website, is that you can go and look first, but you're right. Nothing compares to being able to go into a store, try the items on, because most garments don't fit the same. And that's a really important fit is, I mean, one of the most important things about buying new items. And that way you can put the looks together and make sure that you're coming out with something that you really love and that you're definitely going to wear.
I want to come back after the break and talk about what's in right now, but you were talking about boots and even the springtime. What are you seeing for shoes coming up? You know, flats, heels. What's the newest trend for shoes for spring?
Well, there's lots of color. So if you're a little bit scared of doing like a colored or a printed pant, try a shoe. There's lots of great pastels, floral prints, animal prints, and it's a great subtle way to infuse it into your wardrobe.
Now, I see these giant heels, and I've had a few pairs, but you know, aren't they uncomfortable? Do you ever wear them, the giant, like, 5-inch heels?
Occasionally, and only for short periods of time. The nice thing about flats being so popular is that there are lots of lower heel options as well, because I don't know about you, but I can't walk around in them all day.
No, I have to have a course on how to walk. It's like, you know, I have to have someone on my arm all the time.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, no one wants to do that all the time. Okay, we're coming back in a minute to talk about what's in style. Back with Melissa in a minute.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Hi, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070 with a quick reminder that today is the Winter Farmers Market and they're open for business. So if you're looking for some great local food, head to Market Square. All the usual suspects are right here. Farmers, fishers, butchers, bakers, cheesemakers, and lots, lots more. Nothing spells Vancouver Island better than fresh local food. So grab some more information at victoriapublicmarket.com. And a little bit later today, we're going to go to the Student Union Building at UVic for their annual International Orchid Show and Sale. I'm told there are 500 different types of orchids on display this year, and all the experts growers will be there as well. So we'll be there to tell you all about it. Until then, that's your Community Connection brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Your own private hockey rink. A way to help Vancouver Island children who need it.
Thank you.
Opening and closing ceremonies, special guests, tailgate parties, and more. It's part of the Macquarie Rink of Dreams, a 24-hour hockey marathon created to help children facing life-threatening conditions. How do you sign up for your team? Go to CFAX1070.com and find the link to Macquarie Rink of Dreams. Join parents and kids, husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, recreational or competitive. All funds raised at the Macquarie Rink of Dreams 2013 event will be matched by the Macquarie Group Foundation. Enter your team before March 1st and everyone has a shot at a sweet early bird prize. Get involved with Macquarie Rink of Dreams, 24 hours of hockey with a higher goal in mind at Bear Mountain Arena, March 23rd and 24th. Created by Harb Sandhu and Kim Jenneroux of Macquarie Private Wealth in support of the Help Fill a Dream Foundation in partnership with Bear Mountain Arena and CFAX 1070.
We are back with Melissa McCormick from Bootlegger, and there's lots of cool stuff on the horizon for spring. Now, what are the trends? I know you're saying some neutrals. Give us some of the stuff that's coming up for spring.
Yeah, lots of neutrals still. So all of those nice creams and oatmeals. But for spring, we're pairing them with pastels, which have come back. So lots of soft mints, corals, and lavenders to pair with these neutrals, and navy, just so that you have a little bit of a softer palette than pairing with black.
Now, you buy sweaters, so cardigans are big, I guess, still for the spring.
They are. Lots of open cardigans, lots of button-down cardigans. And for this spring and summer, pullovers are actually a really big trend as well.
Oh, like what kind of material would those be made of? What kind of fiber?
Lots of acrylics, cottons, nylons. So they're all done in a softer hand feel.
And I see lots of prints these days. A lot of birds. What else?
Yes. Tons of birds. And actually, this season, you'll probably see some more cats, dogs, cows, horses, snakes, leopards, all kinds of animal prints are in right now. Birds are definitely an easy one. Lots of blouses with bird prints or scarves are kind of a great way to add it into your regular wardrobe.
Unless you watch the Hitchcock movie, The Birds, and you don't like birds, then you don't want to wear that.
Exactly, yeah. Not so much.
And what about accessories? Glasses, are they big, small, aviators? What's the style?
Yeah, lots of aviators, and still kind of going back to that Wayfarer trend, kind of the 80s shapes for sunglasses this season.
And is that sort of boho look still in?
A little further away from that. Mm-hmm. Still lots of those sheer blouses, but done without, a banding at the bottom, done with minimal details, maybe a couple pockets.
And the hemlines are changing, too. They're a little bit kind of like the 70s, up in the front, down at the back. Same with tops, the graduated hemline.
Exactly. The high-low hem for lots of sweaters this season is kind of a fun, fresh way to be wearing your sweaters. The idea is that that way it's actually very flattering for the lower body because from the front it does elongate your lower half, but it's also a great way to show off like a fun belt buckle or a button detailing on a pair of jeans or dress pants.
And blazers, are they the kind of boyfriend style, so oversized, or are they getting more structured?
Both coming in this spring, but definitely color and blazers. So doing some of those pastels, the creams, but still, a lot of them do have an alternate lining so that if you do want to cuff them, you kind of have something fun at your elbow as well.
And I noticed in the Academy Awards there was a lot of dresses that did have a lot of back interest, as they say, and even jewelry that goes down the back. And you're seeing that also with details on and tops and dresses?
We are. are definitely lots of keyhole back lines for sweaters and tops, lots of zippers, openings, button backs. So definitely, you know, to have those items that have some sort of visual interest in the front, but the real interest is in the back.
Well, thank you for all this great information. I think we're ready for spring. And Bootlegger, of course, you're in most malls across the country.
We are indeed, and this weekend, Bootlegger has all tops, buy one, get one 50% off if you need some for spring.
Can't beat that. Thanks so much, Mel. Thanks. Nice talking to you again.
You as well, Patty. Thank
you. Okay,
take
good care. Now, we're going to switch gears completely. Kieran Wilson's here. I'm sure he's going, oh, well, that's interesting. He's a very fashion-forward guy. Kieran Wilson is the chair of the Youth and Education Committee for the Sir Winston Churchill Society. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Patty.
Well, you have a very interesting society, and no one better to study than Sir Winston Churchill. And you've been the youngest member. You started when you were 10 with the
yes,
society?
Yes, I was about 10 years old.
So mm-hmm. What was it, a grandparent? Who introduced you to Winston Churchill, and how did you become so fascinated by him?
Well, war history and Winston Churchill is very much a family affair. Uh-huh. One of my grandparents lived in England during the war. I had great-grandparents in Bomber Command in the Air Force in the UK. And so I've always had a very familial connection to the Second World War and its history.
And he was a really interesting man in so many ways. He was an artist as well, and you're going to be doing something with that with mm-hmm. your events. And your society in Victoria, how were you established, and what was your goal in establishing this society?
Yes, the society was established about a decade ago. And the idea was to model other societies around the world, Edmonton being the first, geared towards propagating the ideas and the life and times of Winston Churchill.
Because he's timeless, right? I mean, the lessons... Kieran, there's a contest that... well, tell us about it, because the winner... And the quote that Winston Churchill had that was part of the submissions for this contest, because I think it speaks to how relevant Winston Churchill is today.
Mm-hmm. Well, the society and its charitable wing, the Churchill Foundation, puts on an annual youth award for high school students. And the grand prize for this award is $500.
Nice.
Now, students present a visual presentation or submit an essay or some sort of visual artwork or poster based off of a prompt. And this year, the quote was, "If the human race wishes to have a prolonged and indefinite period of material prosperity, they have only to behave in a peaceful and helpful way towards one another, and science will do for them all that they wish and more than they can dream."
Nicely read. And it's so true. And what does that mean to you? I know you're not going to win the money, but what does that mean to you?
Yeah, Churchill was very prophetic mm-hmm. at times. He published a book called Thoughts and Adventures, about his philosophical ideas, some memoirs, pieces like that. And he had a very interesting view of the future and material goods, warfare, that sort of thing, how it would develop. And so to me, it really speaks to his prophetic ideas and his belief that when the human race does get along, when it doesn't go to war, when it doesn't arm extravagantly, mm-hmm. It discovers new and exciting ways to get along quite well together.
And that's one quote, but do you have anything funny or a really interesting one that he has, a quote that you kind of keep in the back of your head and use in your life?
Well, there are a few very famous scenes that I think a good number of people know about. One of my personal favorites is when he is in conversation with Lady Astor. And Lady Astor... And Sir Winston had a bit of a detente at times. And Lady Astor says to him, "Winston, if I were your wife, I would put poison in your coffee." And Churchill replies, "If I were your husband, I'd drink it."
That's great. Oh, you're funny. We're going to come back with Kieran and hear more about all the events coming up this month. Back in a minute.
It's true. 0% 72-month financing on select models and up to $6,000 savings on all new Toyotas. 0%. Right now at Metro Lexus Toyota. And why not? It's red tag days again. Plus huge savings on the largest selection of used cars on Vancouver Island. Red tag days, Toyota's biggest event of the year on new and used, is on right now.
Who can ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Toyota.
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
Here's an insurance fact we bet you didn't know. More than 1,200 earthquakes occur every year in BC. That's an average of more than three every day. And approximately 70% of BC's population lives in the area of the province that's most vulnerable to earthquakes. Intact Insurance is evolving how we look after the people and things that matter to you most. Talk to your insurance broker about the right protection for yourself and your family. Or go to insuranceisevolving.com to learn more.
How Bell makes the BlackBerry Z10 better.
Jim from Vancouver asks,
is now the right time to upgrade my BlackBerry?
Now's the perfect time. The new BlackBerry Z10 was reinvented to work best on LTE, and with Bell, you get access to Canada's largest LTE network. You can browse better and stream faster in more places across Canada.
That's a big upgrade.
Upgrade your BlackBerry, upgrade your network.
The new BlackBerry Z10 works best on LTE. Yours deserves the largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, BlackBerry Z10 just got better.
New Zealand's Black Grace has been bringing down the house with explosive performances based on traditional Maori dances. 90 minutes of heart-pounding dance, chanting, stomping, using their bodies, the floor, and each other as percussive instruments. Black Grace dances like nothing you've ever seen. Dance Victoria is proud to bring Black Grace to the Royal Theatre. Two nights only, March 15th and 16th. Tickets from $29 at dancevictoria.com. Proudly presented by Island BMW.
We are back. First, my good friend Mayo McDonough and her son Timon Ferguson are members of the society, so it's great to have Kieran Wilson here, too, who's the Chair Youth and Education Committee head of the Sir Winston Churchill Society. Now, you can announce who the name is, who won. What was the person's name who won the Winston Churchill Youth Award?
Yes, the winner this year was Haley Cruz, and she's from Esquimalt High School.
Like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge program. And she's going to win $500 from the Churchill Foundation. And so this event on March 9th, what's entailed? Tell us a little bit about the day and how people can get involved if they want to join in.
Yeah, all right. So there's two events running in conjunction on March 9th. They're both at the Victoria Golf Club. Now, the big ticket item is the Youth Impromptu Speaking Competition. And I developed this event a few years ago to not only get you thinking about Churchill, but also to develop their oratorical skills and proper Churchillian style. And so youth are given 2 minutes to prepare on a given topic and must present a 2 to 3 minute speech.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's...
That's harder than Toastmasters.
Yes, yes. Well, Toastmasters can throw curveballs too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's...
And how do kids do? Like, have you had some great successes with really wonderful stuff that comes out? I mean, that must be... that's tough to be on the spot like that.
Oh, it is, and there's some grand stuff. A couple of years back, we asked one of the parents to come up and deliver a speech. And they, the parent in question did significantly worse than his son.
They overthought it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
This age group is, what, 14 to 17?
14 to 17, yeah.
Okay, so tell us the timeline. There's a Saturday lunch with Tara Peterson. She's the winner of another award.
Yes, she is the winner of the Alec Trawick Scholarship at the University of Victoria in Political Science.
Tara Patterson.
Yes, yeah.
And so she's going to have a lunch and she will be meeting, greeting people if they want to talk to her?
Yes, exactly. So before the speaking event, she will come and sit down to lunch with some of the members, some of the people who submitted for the high school award.
Nice. So that's 11:30 to 1. All
yes.
are welcome. That's at the Victoria Golf Club. And the website is cfbi.ca if you want details. It's a great website with all kinds of information about events that come up. And that's going to be followed by the third, which you created, annual impromptu speaking competition. So if people want to take part in that, do they have to register beforehand and let you know?
Yeah, so on the website churchillvictoria.com, which is the society's webpage, under the Youth and Education tab, there is an application form, an online application form. The deadline has been extended for that, so the deadline on the website has been extended. So if you're interested in competing, you go on there, you fill it out, I get an email, and you are registered.
Well, it sounds like a great event. People, especially people that want to be public speakers or do things in the public eye, great chance to get out there in a non-threatening environment and give it their shot.
Oh,
where
yes.
People aren't going to judge you. It's just for fun.
Yes, we're very friendly.
Yes, you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Really. I was saying at the dinner with Ron Cohen and Mayo and yourself and Timon, and it's a really interesting group of people, and it crosses all ages.
Oh, it certainly does,
yeah.
Yes. And I'm always fascinated by what I learned from other members of the society and the expertise they bring.
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot from even going to it. It's so interesting. March 26th at 7 is your AGM, and what's going to be taking place then?
Mm-hmm. Well, the AGM, apart from clearing up some of the housekeeping matters like electing a board.
The boring
and that
stuff,
sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
We will also have a talk given by one of the Society's past presidents, Sidney Allinson. And he is a very intelligent gentleman, and he will be discussing Churchill's art and how that reflects his politics.
And, well, what do you mean by that? Like, what kind of art did he do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an art critic. I don't know too much about the art world, but I've heard it described as quite impressionist. Mm-hmm. And not many people know this about Churchill, that he was an artist. And it's very good. You know, the artwork is quite stunning. And, of course, traveling around the world, he had wonderful opportunities to find subjects and beautiful landscapes to use in his paintings.
And can you see those paintings anywhere? Are there books and collections where you can actually see what his artwork was like?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you certainly can. In fact, he wrote a book himself on painting called Painting as a Pastime. And he billed it as not a book to instruct you on how to paint, but more to show you the joys of painting. And in most editions, they include a good number of his own works in there.
Maybe that's why he was so peaceful and why he had these great quotes, because the art gave him a different, which I think we all need, that whether you belong to society, something that takes you away from the everyday.
Oh, exactly. And because he was such a busy fellow, there was quite a bit of stress upon him.
Yeah.
And so he used art as a way of escaping from that, from all the worries and all the cares of a very strenuous political life.
And so if people are listening right now of any age, tell them how to get a hold of the group and why they'd want to join and what you guys have to offer.
Yes, well, membership forms are available on the website. You can fill it out online and pay by PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
You can also print them off and send them in. The address is on the webpage.
Okay.
And, what I've gained from the society is not only a wonderful fellowship and community of people who appreciate Churchill like I do, but I've also developed an incredible insight gained from other members of the society, much more intelligent than I am, that's for sure. And their perceptions and their ideas and their takes on history surrounding Churchill.
Well, you're a bright young man, and it's good to know that we can always learn from others and keep learning. We don't always know it all. And
it's
a pleasure meeting you. These sound like great events. Make sure you look up the website. That's next week and then on the 26th. Sounds like a lot of fun and good for you for being part of this, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
I want to wish TJ a great trip. He's off to Thailand. I hope he has fun, stays safe, and we can't wait to see and hear all the stories, TJ. Thank you, Emily, today. Make sure you tune in next week. Karen Storenson, who's an intuitive psychic, is going to be taking your calls, so it's going to be really fun. She's great. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.